For generations, progressives had complained that America lacked, in effect, a folkgeist, a singular general will that could fuel this conception of a God state. When the stock market crashed in 1929, they believed their shining moment had returned. The United States in the 1920s, writes William Lichtenberg, had almost no institutional structure to which Europeans would accord the term the state. Beyond the post office, most people had very little interaction with or dependence on the government in Washington. The New Deal changed all that. It represented the last stage in the transformation of American liberalism, whereby the U.S. government became a European state and liberalism a political religion. As economic policy, the New Deal was a failure. If anything, it likely prolonged the Depression. And yet we are constantly told that the New Deal remains the greatest domestic accomplishment of the United States in the 20th century, and a model liberals constantly wish to emulate, preserve, and restore. In 2007, Nancy Pelosi reportedly said that three words prove the Democrats aren't out of ideas. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Why such devotion? The answer most often offered is that the New Deal gave Americans hope and faith in a cause larger than themselves. Hope for what? Faith in what? What cause? The answer? The liberal God state, or if you prefer, the Great Society, which is merely that society governed by the God state in accordance with the general will. The New Deal amounted to a religious breakthrough for American liberalism. Not only had faith in the liberal ideal become thoroughly religious in nature, irrational, dogmatic, mythological, but many smart liberals recognized this fact and welcomed it. In 1934, Dewey had defined the battle for the liberal ideal as religious quality in and of itself. Thurman Arnold, one of the New Deal's most influential intellectuals, proposed that Americans be taught a new religion of government, which would finally liberate the public from its superstitions about individualism and free markets. It was, as Robespierre insisted, the religious instinct must be cultivated to protect the revolution. The apotheosis of liberal aspirations under FDR took place not during the New Deal, but during World War II. Roosevelt, in his 1944 State of the Union address, proposed what he called a Second Bill of Rights. But this was really an argument for a new Bill of Rights, turning the original on its head. Necessitous men and not free men, he declared. Therefore, the state must provide a new basis of security and prosperity. Among the new rights on offer were a useful and remunerative job, a decent home, adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment, and a good education.